This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at cincinnatiopen.com.
Breakfast Briefing with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, welcome to day four of the Iran war, dominating a lot of the front pages, as you would imagine. So the Irish Daily Mail says thousands of Irish citizens registered for help in the Middle East. This is the government which has set up this citizens platform where you can register to show the embassy that you're in a particular area of the Middle East. These thousands of citizens have registered. The Mail describes them as stranded in the Middle East. And these residents would be hoping, or citizens would be hoping, to be prioritised for future evacuations. Irish people have been stuck in Gulf states since the weekend, and the government has urged them to register their presence as officials prepare evacuation plans. I'm not sure how much of an evacuation plan the little old Irish can do, apart from maybe down the line chartering some flights or something like that. The Irish Sun, big one is coming. It's a photograph of Donald Trump, and it says that the US-Israel bomb blitz on Iran could continue for weeks, Donald Trump said yesterday. He said 4 or 5 weeks. You heard in the clip in the news there, he's not going to get bored after a week. So it could be 4 or 5 weeks, and there were plenty of strikes overnight yet again. But Donald Trump is already warning that the big wave is coming, so much worse is on the way. The Irish Independent has a photograph from Tehran of a firefighter working in a square there, which was targeted by Israeli and US airstrikes. Not much left of the square. But the story brings it back home to talk about fuel prices. And they reckon that there's going to be a spike in fuel prices because of this big wave of attacks. The Indo says that the economic fallout is likely to be felt in rising prices for fuel, energy and other commodities. And the cabinet meets today to discuss the conflict in the region. So they'll be chatting about what they're going to do. Maybe they might get rid of some of the taxes on fuel and energy. That would reduce prices for people. They'll also be talking about how to get Irish citizens out. I did see yesterday when I was driving around Kildare, the petrol stations were very, very busy. And they're not normally very busy petrol stations, but I saw, I wouldn't call them long queues, but I certainly saw each of the pumps had 2 or 3 cars waiting to fill up, unless people just urgently need fuel or they're worried about something coming down the line, I'm not sure. Irish Examiner tells us that Gardaí are still yet to discharge their tasers. They're under a pilot programme at the moment, but the tasers have not been discharged. Now, they have been drawn 4 times since mid-December, but they haven't been used. That's according to Minister Jim O'Callaghan. And the pilot scheme continues. 128 guards given tasers in Dublin and Waterford. And you have to wear a body cam to carry a taser. We'll hear more about this. There's a committee today in the Dáil talking about body cams. Irish Times on the front page has more on this NTA survey, and people in Dublin are flat out cycling. So the number of Dubliners using bikes on a daily basis has increased by 50% in just 2 years. This survey from the NTA shows the vast majority of residents across the state's 5 main cities want increased investment in cycling infrastructure. And the NTA survey is called Walking and Cycling. And adults who cycle, walk or wheel using mobility aids are collectively taking 660,000 cars off the roads every day and saving 120,000 tonnes of greenhouse gas emissions. So people are, they're biking to work, they're walking or they're wheeling, and they are helping with the environment there. And in particular, people in Dublin, an awful lot of them cycling to work. Now they want the infrastructure to help them so that they feel safe on the roads. Inside the papers then, staying with the Irish Times, we're into Seachtain na Gaeilge, which isn't a week. Famously, it's 2 weeks, but we call it Seachtain na Gaeilge for some reason. And interest in learning the Irish language is highest among adults aged under 35 and women. So it's young people and women who want to learn the language. New survey by Amorok interviewed 1,000 adults, and more women recorded a positive attitude towards the language than men. 73% of women here have a desire to enhance their Irish, compared to 63% of men. And then we have great interest among younger people. 74% of Gen Z have a desire to learn or improve their Irish. 71% in the 18 to 24 category, and this compares with 60% in the 55 to 65 age group. I suppose we're being blinded with numbers there, but the main news is that people under 35 and women want to learn Irish. That's according to Udaras na Gaeltachta. The Six Nations trophy has to be replaced. This is in the Sun, because it was badly burnt in a fire in Ireland. And now it's going to have to be replaced. Makers of the Rugby Tournament's Cup had their best try, and lots of puns in this article, had their best try at fixing it following the blaze. Basically, the trophy was being moved from Limerick to Dublin, and then I think the van went on fire, and the trophy went on fire, so now they have to replace it. It'll be identical, but they're working to get it replaced as soon as possible. It's 75 centimetres tall, and it went up in flames following an accident. This happened 2 weeks ago during the third round of fixtures. They're going to use an exhibition trophy for the rest of the tournament. Other stories for you in the papers. Here's an interesting one, staying with sport, and this is in the Mail. Left-handed people are more competitive than right-handed people. Researchers have found that lefties show higher levels of hyper-competitive orientation and are driven with a strong desire to win. Famous lefties include Liam Brady, Paul McCartney and Angelina Jolie, and previous studies have linked left-handedness to being better able to learn languages and performing better in particular sports. Now we find that they're more competitive than right-handers, and researchers say that this could explain the evolution of the trait, which is prevalent in around 10% of the population. So I know sometimes people who are left-handed find it difficult in school, but at least they're competitive on the field, or they might find it hard to use a scissors sometimes, depending if it's a left-handed or a right-handed scissors, but they are more competitive. Doesn't say for people like me who are right-handed but left-footed and what that means. Final story, do you love your neighbours? Well, this is in the Sun. It turns out 2/3 of Irish homeowners dislike their neighbours. It also reveals just 1 in 3 people trust the people next door, and fewer than 1/4 feel they have a strong sense of community. Neighbourhood disputes are also widespread, apparently. This is neighbours rowing. Only 36% of those surveyed say they've never experienced an issue. Now, my advice, by the way, is to leave your WhatsApp group. It'll do your mental health wonders. And I see the most common issues were noise, parking issues, toys being thrown over the fence, nosy neighbours and smells. This was a survey done by Chill Insurance, who say neighbour issues usually begin with something small but can escalate quickly when property or safety is involved. Read more about that in the Sun.
Breakfast Briefing with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.